You're listening to SBS News.
The summer of cricket has officially started in Australia, and the first test is underway at the Gabba in Brisbane. Before play began, former Australia wicketkeeper Adam Gilchrist presented a baggy green cap to debutant wicketkeeper Alex Carey.
461st test cricketer, 34th wicketkeeper. I think that's very important that we acknowledge that. Mate, you deserve this. Rest assured, you deserve this. There is absolutely no way that these are given out lightly. Mate, I think the prime thing about this cap is there's a lot of value placed on this, but not for a moment is there any sense of entitlement that comes with it. It doesn't make you any more special than anyone else in society. But what I will say is if you play with humility, if you play with integrity, honesty, and complete commitment to this group of people here, and I know that you will, and a sense of fun, the people in society will ride with you through the highs, and probably more importantly, when the lows and challenges come, they'll pick you up and carry you.
The Australian team continues to rebuild its image and reputation since the Cape Town ball tampering scandal in a bid to be respected again by playing cricket the right way on the field. There are many players who are teammates at franchise level on both sides and two seemingly good guy captains, meaning this series looms as a friendly Ashes, unlike some vicious series contested in the past. Fox cricket commentator Adam Gilchrist set the scene before the team sang the anthems.
Overhead conditions heavy. Grass on the wicket. Joe Root has won the toss. A courageous call. He's decided to bat first, which is the usual trend in Australia. There is the crystal version of the Ashes urn. That's what they're playing for. 140 years or so that the two nations have been locking horns in Test cricket. And they go again. It is the 72nd Ashes series. Australia 33, England 32 with six draws. So it couldn't get much closer than that.
The start of the first test between Australia and England extends the longest rivalry in international cricket. England left out veteran fast bowler Stuart Broad for the clash at the Gabba. It's the first time in 5 years that England entered a test match without the veteran duo of Broad and James Anderson. After receiving criticism from former Australia spin bowler Shane Warne, fast bowler Mitchell Starc set the tone from the outset.
Mitchell Starc, ball in hand. Rory Burns on strike. Carey debut. We're set to go.
Let's get it on, Gilly.
England opener Rory Burns out for a duck. Australian fast bowler Josh Hazlewood added pressure to the visitors with a short ball to David Milan.
Oh, edge and taken beautifully. Alex Carey gets his first test match catch. Hazlewood, ruthless start in Australia, dominating here at the Gabba.
England needed to regroup, perhaps with a captain's knock. But Captain Joe Root didn't last long, caught behind off a Josh Hazlewood ball for a duck.
It is a first-day duck for the England captain, Hazlewood, relentless. And Australia are pinning England to the floor.
England 3 for 11 after 5 overs. Ben Stokes took to the crease, faced 21 balls and got caught in the slips.
Edge taken! Lam Shane takes it and Cummins, the captain, gets the massive wicket of Ben Stokes. Paddy's first as the man in charge.
England's Ollie Pope and Haseeb Hameed brought some stability, sharing an unbeaten 30-run stand before lunch. England went into the break at 4 for 59 from 26 overs. At that point of the match, Josh Hazlewood had registered Australia's best bowling figures with 2 wickets for just 3 runs from 7 overs. Former Australia fast bowler Trent Copeland and former Australia batter Simon Kadich, both Channel 7 cricket commentators, assessed the opening day morning failures of the English batters.
One of the challenges for a touring team, particularly when you get sent in to bat first or you choose to bat first here, is the decision making. It's not about stroke making in the morning. It's about actually letting go and the decision making on which balls to leave.
England haven't got it right. They haven't left a lot of balls well. There's been a couple of nicks that go over the stumps that have gone to slip. And that's something that's probably been part of their preparation. Lack of preparation has played a part in them being in this situation this morning.
The second session commenced and the onslaught continued, with Australia's captain Pat Cummins and vice-captain Steve Smith combining for the wicket of Haseeb Hameed.
Edge and taken at second slip at Steve Smith. Very safe hands, and the captain breakthrough immediately in the second session. They're five down.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.